What is up, everybody? My name's Aaron, and this is Diner Discussions. So from the vault, down deep in the bowels of the diner, we bring forth this episode. I'm not going to say a classic. I'm not going to say it's terrible. But to me, personally, it's very cringy. And I'll explain why. Because I don't know if you know who Clinton Avery is. But he is a TikToker. I mean, he does a lot of stuff. But he has a TikTok. And he's the Goodwill guy. Like, he takes Goodwill furniture, cleans it up, adds to it, and makes it awesome. And then puts it in a booth at the rink in Oklahoma City and sells it and brings stuff back to life. But he also has a unique style of comedy, and it's very apparent after you get to talk to him. I did not get a primer course with Clinton, and so when he came on the show, he wasn't playing a character, which I thought he was on TikTok. That was just him. And I was not prepared and I was not ready. And it shows. And so for that reason only, I have sat on this episode, because I felt like I did a dishonor to Clinton, because he is amazing. And I feel like he deserves a lot better. But I also feel like he said a lot of cool stuff, and I don't want to just never release it, especially now that we're taking a break, and we kind of had a lull in our catalog. I want to release something, you know, out and have people that still listen to Diner Discussions to, you know, have something to kind of chew on for a minute. And I didn't want it to be the first episode that somebody heard of my awkwardness trying to get his jokes, and then our timing being bad because I would talk and then he would still be on a bit and I would just totally be oblivious. So I'm sure, I'm not diagnosing him, but I'm sure there's, you know, two different types of autism at play here, and so that's what's going on. But if you go into it knowing that, I think it's probably a lot easier to listen. You can laugh at me instead of cringe. So just know that Clinton's a great guy, and, you know, he's awesome, and y'all should go check him out. If you're in Oklahoma City, it's called The Rink. It's a thrift store that used to be an old skating rink, and it's really cool. Me and Megan love to go there. So go check that out, and thanks for listening, guys. We love you. Remember, you're always welcome here. Even when we're cringy.
What's up, everybody? My name's Aaron. And this is Diner Discussions. So if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new here, just slide into a booth. We'll get you some menus and some hot coffee. And while you're waiting on your food, I have someone here I'd like to introduce you to. And afterward, you'll probably never say the word Goodwill ever again the same way. What's up, Clinton? How are you doing today?
Hello, this is Clinton Avery Tharp. I'm doing well.
So, like, I'm pretty sure that the first video I saw of you was the one where you made a light fixture out of rusty bed frame.
Rusty old bed springs and garden light.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't realize that you had the other videos up. And, you know, because how TikTok is, sometimes you have to deep dive first before. And then when I saw the Goodwill intro, my wife actually gripes at me, because every time we go by Goodwill, I'm like,
Goodwill. Nice. Yeah. Goodwill. Yeah.
So where are you from?
Awesome. Originally? Did you have that sound like on a little board where you're like, boom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's pre-prepared and everything, man.
So is this like a live radio show kind of podcast?
No, it's not live. Thank goodness, because I mess up a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we...
I love editing.
I love editing, but I hate editing me. Because it's like my voice is cringy to me still.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. I've been a musician, you know, and then doing these videos for so long that I'm just so used to it. You know, you go in the booth to record your vocals and you just get used to hearing it all the time.
Yeah.
And then you kind of like, I'm sure I sound nothing like I did whenever I was 18. You know, I probably had way more of an accent from being from Moore, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And, you know, just over time, it's like, it just, you kind of like start to hear how you sound.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a cool thing too, when you're studying your voice through editing, inadvertently most of the time, you realize what you say that's kind of repetitive and try to eliminate that from your, you know, lexicon. But it's difficult at first, but eventually it just comes kind of natural.
Yeah, especially if you don't like the word the or and, like, I'm gonna nix those.
Yeah,
kind of impossible.
There was a guy that I was at a funeral for my uncle, and he was speaking, and I can't remember the exact word he said, but he kept saying it, and it was like the most odd thing I'd ever heard. It wasn't or the, it was just like a random word that he would just say in between sentences.
Fooey. Yeah. Fooey. Yeah. Was it fooey?
No, but it should have been, because that would have been more entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be weird at a funeral. Like, and he was a great man. Fooey. fooey. He had a mullet.
Yeah. That would have actually probably kept me almost awake the whole time. It was sadly pretty boring. They did him kind of dirty with the people that they had speak.
That's troubling.
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
It's the most, like, I just hope that whoever talks at my funeral can keep a crowd, you know, laughing, because the thought of having like a super sad funeral is just disturbing to me.
If you die before me, I'll do your eulogy.
There you go.
Did not mean to rhyme there.
Yeah, I think I should probably put some money back and just send it off to like a random couple celebrities and have them show up and just cry and then leave, so people will ask a ton of questions.
Yeah, did you see John Stamos over there? He was weeping.
Yeah. Or like Yeezy would be hilarious, because people would definitely be talking about it.
Definitely.
Okay, so how long have you been doing furniture? Is that something that you've been doing for a long time, or is it something you just picked up?
Well, I always say this. I'm a musician, therefore I flip furniture for a living.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been doing it a really long time, like more than 10 years, but not that seriously until about the last 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've always like loved furniture. Even as a kid and a teen, I was like already starting to like want to make my room look really cool. And, you know, so I'm 37. So whenever I was like in junior high, in the 90s, 97 to be exact, it was seventh grade. Remember like fossil watches and just everything that was cool seemed to come in like these tins, like a little tin can. And so I thought that was really cool. And so I started decorating my room in like tin can things. So like I got the fossil things and I was like, these aren't cool enough. I need actual old ones that actually really look cool.
Yeah.
And so it started at a young age, and then it, you know, kind of evolved into more furniture stuff. And then I've had this thought that when we grow up, furniture and accessories kind of become toys for us to play with. Yeah, I totally sure have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, it's weird how I can remember going to vintage places with my parents and being almost bored. And now I think about all the really cool stuff that I missed out on by not digging around in that era, because, you know, that was back before everything was online and you could still find really, really right. cool stuff like everywhere.
Absolutely. That makes me think of this whole thing. Yeah, being a kid and your parents are like, okay, we're going to go to a store, and I, you know, learned to be like, does this store have ceilings? And what I meant was like, it better not be Lowe's or Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
Because I called that a store that didn't have a ceiling. That's hilarious. Like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Those were the boring places. You walk in, Huey Lewis in the News was always playing. And you're like, oh, I don't want to be here. There's no toys.
Yeah.
But then you have this coming of age. And so, young listeners out there, this is when you know you've had your coming of age. When stores like Home Depot and Lowe's, Builder Square back in the day, when those stores go from being blah to ta-da, you're like, oh, I like it here now. I need stuff from here. That's whenever you can officially call yourself an adult and have an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny. I never thought of it like that. That's actually true. I can remember hating.
It's actually a law here in Oklahoma.
What?
It's actually the law here in Oklahoma. When you start enjoying your time at Lowe's and or Home Depot, you can have a beer.
Yeah. Too bad you can't have a beer.
They don't care what age you are. You can also have a gun.
Yeah. That seems, yeah. Everywhere here, it's funny. I'm surprised that there's not more furniture that just has gun racks on them.
Yeah. Like, ooh. Yeah. At, what is it? Mathis Brothers, I could see that. Like, and a cubby hole for your gun cubby.
Yeah.
Look at this new Lazy Boy recliner. Not that lazy. It's got a machine gun on the side.
Yeah, the best mattresses come with guns. Just for every mattress, you get a gun and a free turret that it mounts to.
Yeah, come to Mattress World, mattress and gun store.
Yeah, there was a bunch of churches when I was younger that used to have gun giveaways. Like for the, you know, if you brought so many people to church for revival, you'd get a shotgun or something like that. I don't see that flying.
Really? This is my church gun.
This is the church we only heard, the gun we only use when we go to church. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So what's something that you've went to make and redo and then kept it because it turned out way cooler than you were thinking?
Oh, the most recent thing is a double dresser that my wife painted. It was, how do I turn the sound off on my computer without turning it all off? Anyway, sorry. Back to the question and the answer.
Yeah.
So the most recent thing is a dresser, a double dresser that I brought home, and my wife painted it, and she did such an amazing job on it that we kept it for our son's room.
Oh, wow.
And he was like 11 months at the time. And we're like, yeah, this is going to be his dresser for a long time because, you know, the vintage stuff, solid wood, well-made, it's lasted this long. It's probably going to last a lot longer.
Yeah.
You know, and I deal with a lot of furniture. So I've dealt with a lot of like Wayfair pieces and IKEA pieces, and they're not made to last.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows. I mean, you buy one of those pieces and like 6 months to a year or two down the line, you're like, well, this is a piece of junk. I got to get rid of it. But there's no one to get rid of it to because it's not really fixable.
Yeah.
No one's trying to restore, you know, a piece that's made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
To answer your question, like, it was a double dresser that my wife painted. It had a beautiful sort of like emerald green front. And then she did the shell of it in white, and the base of it, like the legs, were this natural wood color, and it all just looked so good together that we're like, man, let's keep that.
Yeah.
With also the idea that one day we will sell it.
Yeah. I have that same kind of problem with my son's furniture. We actually bought it to flip it because it was like thunder colors, like blue mm-hmm. with orange drawers. And mm-hmm. then I brought him into the garage and I don't even remember. I think he was probably three or four. And he was like, walked up to him and immediately claimed it. So
it was like Blippi. It's yeah. Blippi colors.
Yeah. I wish that would have been true. Cause that would have been awesome. We could have done a little, painted the glasses on the side of it or something, but that was before Blippi. But yeah, he claimed it and we couldn't get rid of it. I felt bad. So it's still in his room today.
Well, good. I'm glad he was passionate about it and he wanted it.
Yeah. He's like that though. He has very weird connections with things. And I think it's beautiful because he's I don't know. It just shows like how his heart kind of, his personality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love seeing that. I love when I see, my son is going to be 2 on March 15th. And that's like 11 days away. And anytime I see just any little thing that's so him, that's his personality, I'm like, oh my goodness, like that is him. That's something that is his essence that he's bringing into this world. And I love it.
Yeah. It's really neat as a parent to see them kind of grow up and develop their own personality and taste too.
Yeah. And his digital wallet is cool. Like he has way more Bitcoin than I do.
Really?
Just kidding. Uh-huh. Not doing that yet.
That'd be funny though. If he's like, hey dad, check this out. Now I'm a millionaire.
Well, okay. So I've thought about this recently, like in the future, in my will, is this going to be a thing? Like, since I have a lot of followers on TikTok and Instagram, we'll be like, and my Instagram account will go to my daughter. My TikTok account will go to my son, Jack. Like, is that going to be a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird to think about, too, because I've never even fathomed that. That's
my digital wallet. Just let my wife do what she will with it.
And do we even actually own our profiles? Like, really? Enough to be able to legally give them to someone?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So before I saw you on TikTok, we went to the Rink furniture store. And I saw your booth, and it was awesome, of course. But then I saw it again on your TikTok, and was like, "Oh, I've been there." And I was like, holy crap,
been in that booth.
We're in.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Thank you. Yeah, I need to get in there today. It's a Friday, so it's like you got to pack it out for the weekend.
Is that like a really good spot? I mean, it seems
super the rink busy is the best. All the time. I've been a part of a few different places, and they were all great in their own ways, But like as far as the amount of foot traffic and people that come in there ready to buy some stuff, the rink has been amazing. And it's a huge place. There's so much cool stuff in there. It's just like inspiring to go in there and walk around, not even buy anything. Just cool to like get ideas.
Yeah. Cause each booth is completely different sometimes.
Yeah.
I've never,
and they sell so much stuff that it's always, they sell so much stuff that it's always changing.
Yeah. I've never been in there without spending a ton of money. So if the wallet's ever lean, I try to stay away.
Yeah. Like, let's not do that today. Let's not go to the rink. Let's go to the lake and play with a blanket.
Yeah. We were about to walk out empty handed one time and then they were freaking selling us smoked ribs. So we still didn't leave.
Yeah. Yeah. The owner is the pit master. He's good at what he does.
Yeah. And just kind of seeing the old rink stuff, like, what's that? There's like a big round chair there, where you would sit and put on your skates. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it used to be a skating rink, and everything about that place is just like perfect.
Yeah, it's one of the few places that we can take our kids, and all three of them are always excited.
Really? And how old are they?
My youngest is 7, and he is like super into Power Rangers and Avengers and all that stuff. And then our 11-year-old, she's into everything. She's like a little crafter, so anything she can see that can become something else, she's all over. And then our 14-year-old is just now getting into vinyl.
Really?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, we bought her a
good job as a dad on that, you know. Good parenting.
Yeah, we try. With the middle child, sometimes we feel like we're failing because she's like a lot. But she's got such a good heart. Yeah. Yeah, because under her bed.
Hey, have you seen that show? Have you seen that show on HBO, Craftopia?
No.
Oh, it's addicting. It's Lauren DIY. She's like a YouTuber that does crafts.
Yeah.
She hosts it. And they have kids on. The kids are the contestants. And it's so perfect because all these kids, they're the perfect, you know, kind of people to have on a show because they're so animated. They're so, like, unapologetically themselves. Mm-hmm. And they have them make crafts and do contests. And, like, the kids don't get, like, super upset with each other. They're not, like, super jealous. They're making cool stuff. And you're like, man, this is how, like, we should not grow up with our mentality. We yeah. should be like this. And that show is so addicting. I love it. So, Craftopia, for all you listeners out there.
I'll have to try to get her on.
Get her on.
Yeah. But under her
bed. I
bet
she knows who Lauren DIY is.
Oh, probably. I'm sure on her tablet she watches stuff like that all the time. She was watching something the other day where they were taking just shreds of paper and creating things. And under her bed was like, it looked like a rat's nest because it was like shredded newspaper and boxes and cardboard.
Man, like, what is that, hun? She's like, it's a rat's nest I made. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of what I thought.
It's got good job, honey. So it's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the glitter kills the rats and takes care of your rat problems. So yeah, it's like really, really good job, honey.
Yeah, she's multi-talented.
You did great.
It's like we knew your creativity was going to come in handy one of these days.
Yeah.
But my wife is a lot like that too. She's the one who has.
She's a rat killer.
Oh, yeah. She's the exterminator in the family. Yeah. It's like every time you see a bug, you get her in there. But, yeah, she's got a craft station in there. And she's got her own desk and, like, her Cricut and a pile of material.
Oh, yeah, we've got a Cricut.
Yeah, it comes in handy all the time. There's always people lining up to ask her to make things.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife loves it. I got one for free for doing a video for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a cool deal. Like, yeah, anytime there's a product that I like really want and they approach me, I'm like, oh, totally, I'll do it. I'll do it for the product on that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get approached by stuff and they're like, we'll give you $40 in this garden hose. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't dedicate my time to make your commercial for $40 and a garden hose. What the heck are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
And then they'll act like, oh, well, if you could come down on your prices for, like, really for your corporation business that you want me to make a commercial for, you want me to come down from my price, which is like a living wage to $40 and a garden hose. And then if your video gets a certain amount of views, we'll maybe give you $100.
Yeah.
Like, no. No.
As they're making billions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that with Fast Orange. It was our first sponsor ever, so we got excited and just said yes. It was like 3 years ago. And they sent us like a pallet of Fast Orange hand cleaner. So if you need hand cleaner,
yeah,
you set up.
Awesome.
Yeah, when they said send product, I thought maybe like one or two bottles to kind of show off on our live show, but not a pallet.
Yeah, here's a pallet.
We can't sell this. This is the stuff that, you know, it's been sitting here for a year.
Yeah.
We'll dump it off on this podcast because they look like they don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, the rink is really cool, too, to go and get gifts. So we, you know, because you can go buy something from Walmart or whatever, and it, I mean, it still means something, but when you buy something that's maybe one of a kind or maybe something that somebody built with love, it's a lot different.
Yeah, and a lot of the vendors there, you know, they restore pieces or they paint them. And I know people have mixed emotions about painting a piece or something. You know, you see that sometimes in my comments or something on a video, like, you painted that wood piece? Yeah. I can't believe that. Why did you destroy that? Then I'm like, let's take that further. Why did they ever cut down that oak tree to be made into furniture? You know what? Let's take it back one more. We should have never planted that acorn. Don't ever plant the acorn. Like, where are we going to, you know, people just want to be negative and complain about something. And they, you know, you're always, that's a safe space for people a lot of times. Like, well, if I say something good and complimentary, it's kind of vulnerable. But if I have something critical to say, I might seem smart or cool.
Yeah. And it's hard to say anything negative about your videos because they're so charming. They're not, I mean, there's a lot of TikTok that's kind of, you know, that space of like negative and.
But yeah.
All of yours
are kind
of.
You'd be surprised. I get the contrarians that tell me I'm gentrifying the thrift store or I've somehow gentrified the sofa.
Yeah. There's always errands everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is they're gentrifying my video because they're making those comments, which create a lot of comments because people like go to bat for me and then they create a bunch of arguments. Therefore they've made my video better and reach a higher audience with their comment about gentrification. So by their definition of gentrification, I think they've gentrified my video.
Yeah.
Because they took a video that maybe had a small audience or like, you know, wasn't going to make very much money into a video that performed a lot better.
Yeah.
So thank you, haters.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. Like,
you're the gentrifiers.
Every view counts. So it doesn't matter if you hate it or not, as long as you're watching and commenting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure.
See, I always feel this too. Like if someone's not saying something negative, you know, obviously the positive outweighs the negative with my stuff. And I love that. I'm so grateful that everybody who's watching and saying really nice stuff, people message me and say all kind of great things like, you know, my kids love this. You've got my 13-year-old dragging trash home and trying to, you know, like repurpose it. I'm like, yes. But, you know, also got some people saying some negative comments about, you know, whatever they can muster up to say negatively. And I like that because I'm doing something that's, you know, it's big enough for people to come from both sides on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, someone might say that that is remarkable, what I'm doing. They might say it's remarkable, Aaron.
Yeah, remarkable. That's a good word.
Yeah, I'm just kind of kidding around here. But, you know, like, basically what I'm trying to get at is when people do something awesome, not saying I'm doing something awesome, but I totally am, it's, I want to do something remarkable. Whether your remarks are good or bad, I want it to be remarkable.
Yeah.
I want like an 80-20 though, positive comments versus negative.
Have you had any videos that had more negative than positive ever?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's good, I
guess. But I'll make one. If you want me to, I'll make one.
One controversial video in, like, the middle of all of your other ones.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be.
Just go on a rant for 30 minutes about a wicker cabinet.
Yeah.
So my wife, when she first saw your video, said that you ought to have an HGTV or Netflix show.
Well, we did shoot a pilot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's this little period where I was getting approached by producers left and right. And I went with this producer that has done stuff for Discovery and, which Discovery owns HGTV. And so we pitched to HGTV and then they funded us to shoot a pilot or a sizzle, as they call it these days, which is like an 11-minute version of a show. And, you know, the crew came out from old California and we shot it last August. And then it's just been, you know, pulling teeth ever since then. It got edited and then we showed it to HGTV and they're like, okay, we love it, but change this and this and this. So we made those changes, send it back. And then they're like, well, this was originally going to be for the streaming platform on Discovery Plus, but Discovery Plus is tanking. So we can't buy this show now. So then we took it to Netflix, where we originally had pitched and had an in. And Netflix, the person that originally liked it, had moved to Roku, where she works now. So then Netflix was out on it. And now this Dutch network is really into it. And we might be on this Dutch network.
That's so cool, though. I mean, like, it's random, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's super random, super, I don't know, like, it's been since last August that we shot it. So I'm like, yeah, I want something to happen here. Let's do this. Yeah, Dutch network, whatever.
Yeah, well, and then if it's good enough, another company will buy it out. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the plan. Like, we'll, you know, the Dutch network will fund it. It'll be on there. Platform, then we can sell it to Netflix.
Yeah, and then you can be on the Tiger King special.
Yeah, I'll when he gets out of prison, I'll help him with his brand new trailer mansion.
Yeah, you can help. You can.
We'll call the show Trailer Mansion.
Yeah, put his face on all of your stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that would help it.
Well, he actually used to live before he's in prison, 7 miles from me. So that's interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Ever wake up with like a tiger in your yard or anything?
No, but my ex-wife worked for him for about 4 hours before she found out that he was doing porn in the back.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, my listeners have heard the story before, but basically she was working at the concession stand. They told her to go get some more hamburger meat, and so she went to the freezer, and the freezer was in the studio, and there were tigers and ladies together. So she left and never came back.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't believe her at first because I thought she was just messing with me when she told me. I was like, no way. There's no way.
Probably more on the end of the other guy that bought in, right?
Yeah, it was before Jeff Lowe.
Nick Lowe.
Yeah.
Or Jeff Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Lowe.
It was like before he came into the picture. So, I mean, it's been like
seven
or 8 years ago, yeah.
Okay.
So
that seemed more like a Jeff Lowe kind of thing. Like, let's get these tigers with these ladies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he may have been there, but not like, you know, partner yet. I don't know the timeline on it, but yeah, she was disturbed for a long time about it, as one would be, you know.
Yeah, that'd be if I was her counselor, like, wow, that's a new one.
Yeah. It didn't show up on the documentary, which was disappointing. It's like, I'm going to send them her number.
Yeah. Hey, they're looking for all kinds of little bits of that story, trying to milk it as much as they can. So.
Yeah, I often imagine that a lot of those people got paid and then, you know, they were probably going to do some desperate stuff to try to stay, you know, relevant, because reality TV is one of the, you know, if you're not one of the big networks or if you're not on a really smash hit show, you kind of burn out really fast.
Right. Yeah, and that was one of the big parts of going with HGTV was, because at first I was on the fence. I was like, Netflix, man, that's where everybody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Because we pitched to both, and they both said yes at first. And then looking at HGTV, I was like, man, there's longevity there. You're almost guaranteed multiple seasons. They repackage their people into other shows. Like the Property Brothers have like 18 shows. Like yeah. Property Brothers, Property Sisters, still the brothers. Property Gods.
Yeah, they're on like every other show that comes on.
Yeah.
So, can you talk about kind of like what the, was it just kind of like your TikToks, but just like a longer format or what?
It was more of a, we were actually outfitting people's spaces. Oh, so okay. Yeah, but like using the methods that I use with TikTok to get the furniture, but we had like a contractor involved. And so we totally like revamped the space. It basically like your typical HGTV show where, hey, look at our space. It needs to be updated, the whole living room. And we came in and we're like, yeah, we're going to update it, but we're also going to take some of your furniture and update it. We're going to take some of your furniture and sell it to add to your budget, because your budget's only $2,500. But if we sell some of your furniture, we can up your budget to like $3,500 or $4,500. And we'll take some of your pieces and make them a lot cooler than they were. And then with all that said, we have a contractor come in and change the stuff that we wanted to change. Like, let's take out this pony wall. Let's take this wallpaper off and redo the walls and paint them white. You know, let's put a window here. And then there's some picking aspects of it, like where Cody and I go and we find all the furniture and then we bring it to the design center. My wife, you know, does some DIY stuff to the furniture, makes it awesome. And we put it all in the family's house and we do the reveal. And that's the kind of show it was going to be, or is going to be.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting, actually. I'm sitting here going, dang, I wish that was already a thing.
Yeah, I think it turned out like everybody who's seen it has been like, this is super entertaining. This is better than a lot of stuff I've seen on HGTV. I don't know why the heck they didn't buy it. And I don't know, that's just how it goes sometimes, but.
Yeah, it's different. It might be. That's why I think it would be really popular too, because it's not the same boring stuffy stuff.
The thing was, it just didn't fit into HGTV's box, and we knew it wasn't going to, and they knew it wasn't going to. So that's what kind of threw us off. Is like they approved us to shoot this show. You know, the way this works is like they know like everything you're going to shoot. You send them an outline that's like, you know, basically like a picture story of exactly how it's going to go. And they've seen all the TikToks. They've, you know, they really do some research on what's going to happen before it happens, before they invest. Then we shot the show, gave it to them. And it just, you know, I think it was comedy, you know, it's a DIY furniture comedy. That's my niche.
Yeah.
And I think it was just kind of too out there for them. So they passed on it. Well, plus, you know, Discovery Plus was like tanking and they weren't buying shows at the time. So it was a weird timing thing.
Yeah.
And all that. But I thought for sure Netflix is going to want this. And then they passed. But hey, we've got this Dutch network and I'm all for it.
Yeah. The Savior's Dutch. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be huge in Amsterdam. Netherlands.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny if all your merch would be over there? And anytime you see a picture of the Netherlands, it's just people walking around in your merch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually annoyed my wife this week because anytime we've been doing like a project that needs wood glue or anything, I've been walking around saying, "What do we do? Wood glue.
Wood glue." Yeah. There you go. That's awesome.
She's like, "Stop." But it's too hilarious and it's really catchy and it's stuck in my head.
Oh, now I need a shirt that's like got that granny mug.
Yeah.
That's in that shot. Yeah. And then what do? Wood glue.
Oh, man. I would totally buy that.
All right. We'll make one.
Yeah, one. And just send it to our address. And we'll promote it. And then you'll have more sales. Hopefully.
Sounds good.
So I do have a bunch of viewer questions or listener questions and emails that were sent to us. So if you have some time, I'd like to get to those.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, so the one that I think is the most important to answer, like it's definitely a life question. One of the greatest questions probably we've ever had sent into the show. It says, "Hello there, I have a problem, and I'm hoping you can help me. My cat's name is Commodore Brigglebottom, and my dog's name is Lydia Stringbean McGuffin. I just received a hermit crab from my dad, and I've never named a crab before, and therefore never named one. Or I've never had a crab before and therefore never named one either. What name do you suggest for a hermit crab that would fit in with the crew? Thank you."
Kermit the Crab.
Kermit the Crab. There you go. There's your answer. Okay, so the next one is, "Love your videos. I was wondering if you've ever had to take a loss on a piece. How'd you make up for that?"
Oh, yeah. That happens sometimes. Happens less and less these days, but yeah, the way to make up for it, I'm trying to think of a specific one. Okay. Here's one. We were delivering a credenza with a hutch on it. And as we were pulling it off the truck, it broke. And we were like, "Oh no!" And so basically, I fixed it, and then broke even on it.
Yeah.
But then you know, like one of those, it's just like you just keep going.
Yeah.
You can't let it break your stride, and you got to keep going. And there's sometimes I get stuff that I thought was cool, or I thought I was going to be pumped to like revamp the project, and then I end up just selling it for, you know, maybe what I paid for it or a little more as a project piece to someone else. But it's very rare because I've been doing it for so long that, you know, I've made the mistakes early on to where I usually know what I'm looking for. And when I find it, I check it out, make sure it's, if anything that's broken, make sure I can fix it,
yeah,
or that I'm getting it for a price that even if it doesn't get fixed, I can still make profit on. And I'm always trying to train my eye and to know like what is going to sell and what's going to sell fast. And here's a good little trick for that. So if you want to know what's popular right now, what is going to be the best kind of selling thing, go to West Elm. Look at everything that's in there, or Anthropology. If you want to know what's kind of on its way out, decor-wise, or what's peaking right now, you know, and on its way out, yeah, go to Hobby Lobby. Go to Target. Target has really cute, great stuff. But I guarantee that stuff, you know, when it hits Target, that's when it's hitting the masses. Yeah. And when stuff hits the masses, it's usually, that's when it's not cool anymore, right? Like Farmhouse. Remember when Farmhouse was like just rocking, yeah, in the free world? Well, Target had Farmhouse. Whenever Farmhouse hit Target, I was like, this is the beginning of the end of Farmhouse. And it totally was. Mm-hmm. I was totally right. I'm right about everything. Thank you. Next question.
What's your favorite movie series?
Movie series?
Yeah.
So they have to have sequels?
Yes, I guess so.
The Matrix.
Have you seen the newest one, or is it out yet? I can't remember.
I have seen the newest one.
Did it live up to the
hype? You know, this is an on-the-spot question, so The Matrix is probably not my real answer, but it's my first answer.
Yeah.
Just because, man, when I first saw that movie, I was in like eighth grade, and it just had such an impact. Mm-hmm. Like the very first one was like a life changer because it just made you think differently. And yeah. So I really respected that.
It changed film too.
Totally.
Like movies that came out after that were nothing like what came out right before it.
But, you know, other movies, like I'm a huge Stanley Kubrick fan. I love Kubrick, like 2001, A Space Odyssey, A Clockwork Orange, the way he shoots everything. He shoots, like, if you learn a little bit about old Stanley, he shoots like to perfection. Mm-hmm. Like everything is calculated. Everything he does is calculated and thought out and incredible. I also love Wes Anderson movies, you know, like I love really artsy stuff. I like to watch a movie and kind of get some culture out of it. Mm-hmm. I like movies that you're watching and you're going, you know, I'm gaining a little something else just watching this. Like, it's so artistic that I kind of feel like I'm a little productive while I'm watching this. I like movies that have that effect.
So definitely not movies that make you turn off your brain, but more like that art itch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my art pits.
Yeah. So, let's see. The next
stinky,
one.
Stinky art pits.
See, there's you another shirt idea.
Yeah. And have the armpits, like, have sort of a dingy color to them.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's even better than what I was thinking. Yeah.
Comes with dingy armpits already.
Yeah. Looks like you wore it at a, outside concert a bunch of times.
Yeah. Smells like cheap beer already free for you.
Yeah, that's kind of like the pre-blessed food that they were selling that one time on YouTube.
Whoa. Yeah, Next week on that one time on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're selling pre-blessed food.
You don't even
Is
have
this
to.
Pre-blessed?
People are too
or
busy.
Farm raised.
People are too busy for, you know, to pray for their food. Jeez, that's an untapped market.
Oh, is that what? Oh, man, that's pretty funny. Like, babe, it's pre-blessed. What are you doing? We're not going to pray here. Yeah. Honey, it's pre-blessed. Let's get on with the meal.
Double blessed.
So we can watch the TV.
So do you have, like, a favorite hidden gem in Oklahoma?
Can't give away all my secrets now. Yeah, probably. I've shown a lot of my hidden gems, and my favorite hidden gem is the Tin Gym on Northwest Expressway. I love working out there.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the ones that are behind trees.
Yeah, that Tin Gym. It's got the Bowflex. Has a pool in it. No, just kidding. I know you aren't talking about a workout gym. You know that thrift store on 23rd and Council, Heart and Hand. That's a good one.
I thought it's you were just going to answer the question with yes, and then that'd be it. That would have been hilarious too.
Yeah.
They're like, do you I have thought any about hidden it. Gyms? Yeah. Next question.
Yes. Keep them coming. I'm doing great.
What's the most you've ever spent on a piece of furniture that you flipped?
$500.
Exactly. You had that already in, like, in your head, or are you just making it up?
$500, and I sold it for $2,500.
Oh, okay. I just thought you were just saying a number.
No, it was a mid-century modern piece that I sold. Yeah, spent $500 to make $2,000.
That's
here's my cat. My cat knows how to open the door. He just walked in.
Yeah.
He just walked in. Hey, Bill Murray.
We have a cat like that, too. He actually, the popping noise that you hear is him knocking stuff around in the back.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not even supposed to be in
here. I couldn't hear it.
So I don't know. I don't know how he got in here, because it's the sliding door. So I guess he snuck behind me when I shut the door.
Oh.
Stealth cat.
Yeah, cats are tricky. Sometimes I'm like, did you teleport, Bill Murray? Did you? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Well,
I'm like, how'd you learn how to talk? He's like, Google. I'm like, whoa, okay, cool.
Yeah, duh, Google. That's where you got to go. My cat's name is Professor Fancy Toes Puff Puff Allison the Third. Hey, can you tell my cat's named him?
Okay, yeah. Seems that's a good... Yeah, kids, they go with the several name.
Yeah. They can't decide, so they just name him everything that they can think of.
Professor Puff Puff, what else is in the room? Yeah, they do the
lamp
thing, like when you're trying to make up your name.
Yeah.
Whenever someone asks you and you can't tell them your real name, like Professor Puff Puff Dr. Pepper Eucalyptus Candle.
Yeah. Shag carpet lamp. Deodorant bottle. You're like, yeah, that's
we'll call name. Him Shaggy. Just we'll call him Shaggy. But his full name is that.
That's so funny. My cat, I shouldn't have named him Professor because now he thinks he's smarter than everybody in the room. He's always...
I've got a good cat name. Mike Hat.
Yeah, there you go. My cat. My mom's... His name is Egbert, and his middle name is T, like the initial T, and then Dog is his last name, so he's Egbert T. Dog.
Egbert T. Dog.
Yeah, it stands for Egbert the Dog.
Oh, and it's a cat.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Jeez, I should have thought of that. Dang it, she has a cat too.
Yeah, I love like cats that are named Dog and stuff like that. I like when people are silly.
Yeah.
Any more listener questions? The lines are open.
The actual next one is cats or dogs.
Cogs. Just kidding. I'm more of a cat guy. My wife's a dog guy, but I'm more of a cat guy. Just, I like their independence. Yeah, I'll leave it there.
Have you ever sold anything that you've seen in a magazine, I guess, is what the next one is. That's very
oddly specific. Have I ever sold anything that I've seen in a magazine?
Yeah. That could be, that's kind of vague. So, like, have you ever seen the same furniture that you've had in a magazine? Or who vetted these questions? Allie, you're fired.
I like that question. I feel like that question's from the 90s. You ever sold anything you saw in a magazine? No. Short answer, no. But I do. Actually, you know what? I have. Not really a magazine, but like stuff that I've seen on like online type zines, like Apartment Therapy or Architectural Digest. I guess that's still a real magazine that comes in paper or plastic. I've seen like, you know, those tessellated stone tables are coming back, like postmodern 80s, like 80s contemporary. That stuff's coming back, and I've sold some stuff that I've definitely seen on, you know, magazines, come on, they don't exist anymore. Let's just call it Pinterest.
Yeah.
Stuff that you see on Pinterest. That's another place to go to, like, you know, get your eyes up to date on what you should be looking for. Like Jonathan Adler, I love typing his name into Pinterest. He's a designer because the really playful, eccentric style, it's fun stuff. And that's kind of what I aspire to do is, I like stuff that's playful, colorful, you know, furniture is toys.
Yeah. Sorry for all the background noise. The neighbor next door to the studio was getting their car repossessed, it looks like.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Should film it. Make it part of the cast.
Yeah, there we go.
Go interview him and be like, what's going on here?
Yeah. How long have they not paid?
Yeah. Then talk to the neighbor. See if the stories match up.
Yeah. There we go. The reporting at its best.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Well, anyways, the last question that I have here is, dang it, I accidentally scrolled too far. All right, it says, hey there, it's so cool to see someone from Oklahoma doing something so cool, and I always try to support awesome people. Do you have any merch?
Yes, I do have one t-shirt that is, that you can order online. You can go to my Instagram account, and on my profile, there's a link to the t-shirt. It's a Grabber Madoodle shirt, because that's something I reference in my videos. Yeah. I call pliers Grabber Madoodles. And the artwork is by Joe Kappa. And if you have not seen, he's originally from Oklahoma. Oh, if really? You have not seen any of his videos, it's incredible. He's an animator. And he makes stuff that like looks like Mike Judge shows, like Beavis and Butthead,
yeah.
King of the Hill, but it's like funnier and more like edgier. It right, and it's kind of crazy to say that about Mike Judge. Edgier than Mike Judge, yes. Yeah. Joe Kappa, shout out to him. He did the artwork for the Grabber Madoodle shirt, which you can buy on my Instagram profile. Or on my TikTok profile. I believe the link is on there as well.
And are the armpits pre-soiled?
Yes. They come pre-soiled.
Yeah, and if you want it to smell like beer, there's an extra $5 charge.
I can do a beer soap, yeah.
I can see that actually being a thing, though. Kind of like instead of doing tie-dye, just soaking in beer.
Yeah, maybe like a LaCroix bath.
Yeah, there you go.
That might be a better sell.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
I know you were super busy doing furniture stuff, but...
I'm going to get into the rink today. I'm going to take some pieces over there, pack out that booth, have a good weekend on it.
And then skate also.
And then I'm going to skate.
Do you skate while you put your furniture out?
No.
That would be impressive.
No, I am not physically inclined in that way. It would make for some good physical comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
Chevy Chase style kind of stuff.
Trying to move a couch with skates on. Unless there's skates on the couch, then that might be actually really easy.
I was more of a rollerblader.
Yeah. Rollerblades were cooler when we were younger.
You know, I thought that too, but let's face it, they were never cool.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, they are. And my older brother, who was like an amazing skateboarder, was like, no, they're not. I was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it always cracked me up to watch them try to compete with the skateboarders doing tricks because they're attached to their feet. And, you know, like, skateboarders can, like, do... flips and stuff with them, and yeah, so
I like rollerblading. I enjoy it, but I know it's not cool.
When you're working hard, you need a hand cleaner that's hard working. Permatex's fast orange hand cleaner cleans hands quickly and efficiently. It removes ingrained dirt, grease, grime, oil, etc. It contains the high-quality moisturizing agents lanolin, aloe vera, and glycerin, which prevents the skin from drying out and cracking. It comes with a lovely orange scent, but don't let that fool you. It's tough on grime. I'm Asta, and you can find Fast Orange in stores, and you can find me on twitch.tv, tiger_eyes_dark.
You are listening to Diner Discussions.
I'm okay with that.
I always wanted to it never really caught on, but the off-road skateboards, did you ever see those with the giant wheels?
I think I did see those.
They call them metal
and
boards,
they were scary looking to me. Like, no way.
Yeah. That seemed pretty cool, but I was always too scared to try because I knew I would be missing my front teeth.
Yeah.
Well,
can I grow new ones?
Yeah. That would be that's one thing that really bothers me about being human is not having, like, we've evolved over so much time and our bodies are pretty amazing, but we can't regrow teeth. Like, it seems like a super big flaw.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, that's your next video, though. You got to show us how you regrow your teeth.
I will.
Do you put them in a plant, like a planter with some soil, cover them up and grow them that way, or?
You just got to eat a lot of, like, organ meats.
Oh, okay.
Liver. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know how to grow them back, but I know you can.
Yeah.
No, not really. Okay. If you're a kid, you lose those baby teeth. You can. So I'm talking to the kids out there.
Yeah.
You can grow your teeth back.
All three kids that listen to us, you can grow your teeth
back. All the kids out there with baby teeth, don't worry. When you lose them, you're going to grow them back.
Yeah.
You heard it here, not first.
Yeah, so you don't have to brush your teeth, right?
You do have to brush them.
What's the point if you grow them back?
You get cloud mouth.
I thought you said clown mouth at first. What is this? This discovery.
I should have said clown mouth. You can get clown mouth, yeah. Kids. You don't want clown mouth. So brush.
Yeah,
brush them up.
Want to wake up with clown makeup on your face, and it's permanent.
That's right.
Ask your older brother. He knows. Well, thanks.
Do you have
so
trouble
much.
Waking up with clown mouth all the time? Is this a commercial?
We're actually, like, one of our first TikToks that we're making right now. Like, I don't want to hopefully spoil this because it should be out by the time this comes out. But we're doing, like, the old furniture store, like, PBS late night commercial that would come on for our podcast. Kind of like the mini marts commercials and stuff like that, where it's like super low quality and annoying and catchy at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's our.
Have you seen those commercials that those guys link? Oh,
Rhett and Link.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Butt drugs is
get
still
the red bar.
Yeah. Yeah. I like butt drugs. It's like, no.
Yeah, man, all their stuff is so good. All their stuff, so good.
Yeah, that's how they got their break, actually, you know, was doing that stuff first, so.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You just need to make some commercials, and then you can have your TV show.
I do make commercials.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, you know, on my TikTok.
Oh, I thought you meant like on television. I was like, there you go.
That's
what you need to do is go to like Goodwill and be like, hey, I have promoted the heck out of you. Can you, you know, give me money to start my own television network? There you go.
They're like, no. Hell no, sir. Goodbye. Thanks for supporting our mission.
Yeah. Well, I will let you get back to the rest of your day, but I always ask this question before we leave. What's your favorite breakfast food?
Biscuits and gravy.
It's
actually my favorite thing is the Jeff's Country Scramble at Jeff's Country Cafe. Well, it is a combination of biscuits and gravy, sausage, and scrambled eggs.
Heck yeah, I was just talking about something similar to that. We have, it's called the Scrambler, and it's here at Boomerang in Pulse Valley. I don't know if it's at the other chains, but, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. It's so good. Good combo.
Yeah. And you know,
get ready to go to the bathroom, kid.
Yeah. I was going to say, you only need to take two naps that day. Just can sleep it off.
Yeah. Hey, start your day out with that. Honestly. It you'll be full kind of all day. And the great thing about breakfast is like after you eat that, for me, I'm not tired after breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to start the day.
Yeah, well, it's the most important breakfast of the day. So when y'all are watching Clint's TikToks, you can be eating the scrambler. There we go.
Yeah, make sure to eat breakfast when you watch, no matter what time you're watching my TikToks.
Yeah.
Eat breakfast during it.
Morning, there you go.
Bowl of cereal, scoop of eggs. Scoop of eggs? Yeah. Something.
We'll roll with it.
Little Jell-O. Is that breakfast? I don't know.
Well, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So where can people find you? What's your usernames and stuff on everything?
My address to my house is, just kidding, you can find me on TikTok at Clinton Avery Tharp or on Instagram at Clinton Avery Tharp. That's CLINTONAVERYTHARP.
Yeah, you're missing out if you're not already following. So go over there.
Yeah, guys, follow me. Don't follow me in real life. That's weird. Follow me on Instagram.
Unless it's from a safe distance, then you're just doing your own thing, and it's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
But
don't follow me around in the thrift store.
Yeah, only at the thrift store. That's what he means. So
if you're following me around in the thrift store, I think you're competition.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you trying to get there before me? You're trying to get to the furniture section before me? Don't do that.
They're saying what you pick so they know what's good. That's how it is. That's how you know your taste is good, when other people are watching you all the time.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm just like I'm kind of a goof in there, and people are probably like, what is he doing? I'm like looking at stuff all intense. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what does it smell like? Yummy. No.
Yeah, there was a full
set of guy
in there one time. And I asked my wife
if we could get store?
At the rink. I don't remember where it was. It was in there. It may still be. It was expensive. My wife told me.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I know exactly where that's at, if it's still there.
So do you have like a booth number or something?
My booth is called HOM, which stands for House of Milton. It's not like a number. Yeah, you just have to go in and be like, where's the HOM booth? And they could, and I have two of them. So
where's the booth for the guy that's always skating in here?
Yeah. You know, someone said, do cardboard cutouts of yourself and put it in your booth. And I was like, that's cool. Maybe I will do that. I don't know.
You have to be in like the Man of White pose where you're like showcasing your stuff too.
Yeah. Maybe in a sequin dress.
Well, before we go, I have to play this just one more time because, you know, the people demand it.
Goodwill.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent that
Goodwill.
Time. Yeah, there, from the horse's mouth. There you go, guys. That's the original.
How do you know I'm a horse?
It's like, what is that cartoon?
BoJack
Horseman, yeah. A talking awesome horse. Man.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. If you listen to this, I love you.
We've never had a talking horse on the show, so this is a first.
That's right. Yeehaw! Wait, that's what a cowboy says. Nay.
Or a drunk horse. You never know.
Right.
All right, man. Thank you so much. We'll holler at you some other time and hopefully have you back on.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, guys, that was fun. If you haven't checked out his videos, you really need to. Not only are they entertaining, but they're actually really cool and kind of inspiring, especially if you're in the furniture business or refinishing or even just trying to make your house look pretty. And if you're in the Oklahoma City area, the Rink is really cool, and all you have to do is search that. I think it's Rink Gallery on Google, and it'll pull it up. It is an amazing place. It's a massive skating rink that has been repurposed into a bunch of different booths for antiques and goodies. And so we're actually planning on going there pretty soon, me and my wife. So go check that out. And when you check that out, make sure you check us out on Instagram and Facebook. And if you aren't following us in Discord, come on over, man. It's a great time. So by now, you've probably finished your pancakes and your waffles or your scrambler. And it's time to say goodnight, but it's not goodbye. And remember, you're always welcome at the diner.